This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Find out what the bottom line is. We all have a bottom line, right? Today's Friday, the 9th of October. Bottom line is that today is World Post Day. Mail carrier services have been in existence since ancient times. And even though we can communicate almost anything now with the touch of a button, there's still an important role for our postal services. Here in America, you question it. I had somebody send me three checks and they've never arrived. I've never had any trouble like that before. Remember, was it yesterday, ladies? This is the DJV show, by the way, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Was it yesterday or the day before? There was a discussion about this fellow in Michigan who dumped all
New
the
Jersey.
Mail.
New Jersey.
That's right. Yep. Here, yeah. Just yep. dumped all the... So,
Jersey mail has been really messed up lately. So,
is our respect for the system, do we think it's a joke, or do we think it's necessary? It's very expensive, and all of those things that we pour, $6 billion a year or something like that into. And what do you get for your $6 billion is the question. And I think that's a good question. I think it's, or is it just like everything else, all the standards and things, the discipline is all breaking down because, come up with it, you fill in the blank. Because unions are in the way, because people are lazy, or because I can't tell you how many times I've been in a post office and I hear people talking about, wow, I got this benefit or that benefit, we're getting a raise, or, instead of talking to the customers. You know, that happens very frequently. Well, I go into the post office to buy stamps now, and I still, for as much as I might complain about it, I still am loyal to it, as Victoria can tell you, because it would be easy to push a button and send the money.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, but do we use the? I think I'm betting that the two of you don't use the mail at all much. Do you
no,
ever
actually,
send a card to anybody?
Not
or?
Too much. Not in my.
I don't
life.
Send stuff, but I receive stuff all the time. So if you bought, you know, yesterday we were talking about the importance of Amazon helping small businesses, retail businesses, stay afloat during the pandemic. But those packages can be sold through Amazon, but they need to be shipped somehow. And so most of the stuff that I receive comes through USPS. And that mm-hmm. is an affordable way for small businesses to stay in business. And so it's easy for us, the consumer, to say, well, just use UPS or FedEx because they're better. Well, they are way better, but they're also like three times as expensive.
Oh, horribly
so,
expensive. $30
right.
to send an overnight letter or a check or something
right.
like that?
And either that right, and that cost either has to get pushed onto the customer or the small business has to eat it, and that's just not sustainable. So I think it's very easy to just sort of crap on the post office, and I do it too. I hate going in the post office. I find the oldest person I can because they're the only ones who understand how it works. Like, I get it, I still think that we have to figure out a way to save it and make it work because so many people rely on it, and
agreed.
I think we take that for granted.
That's a great way of putting it. All right, Jennifer, there appears to be a discussion in the White House about the debate, although I thought it was settled. And when Trump said, nope, I'm not doing that suggestion.
I thought he said he's holding a rally instead.
Well, we'll do the timeline, shall we, because it's probably a little bit easier than than
right.
trying to figure out where we are. So as actually we went off the air on yesterday's program, we found out that the Presidential Debate Commission said that the debate coming up on October the 15th next week would be virtual. Now, what we didn't realize is that they did this unilaterally. They didn't talk to either campaign. They just made the decision, and they said that the town hall, that the moderator and the town hall participants would be in Miami, and then the candidates would be somewhere else. So, cue to President Trump, who was doing an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. He hears about this through, like, the media. They were notified just literally moments before the news went out to the media. And so in the scheduled interview with Maria, she asked him about it, and he said, I just think a virtual debate is a waste of time. I'm not interested in doing that. So that is his response. Then Joe Biden comes out and says, well, I still want a debate. I'm still going to do the virtual debate. So Trump says, I'm not doing the virtual debate. I'm going to have a rally instead in Florida. That would be the next thing. So then Joe Biden says, well, if he's not going to be there, I'm going to do a town hall on ABC that same night. Well, actually, no, before he says to the town hall, he says, how about if we move the debate? Well, then there was a discussion later in the day about whether or not they would move the debate to a different time. But we're kind of running out of days between now and Election Day. And so that discussion lasted for about 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then Biden said, well, if we can't make this work, then I'll do a town hall myself on ABC. The president said, I still want to debate Joe, but I want to debate him in person. We can take precautions. We can do whatever. That's fine. His doctors came out yesterday and said by next week he will have been fully cleared to travel without being contagious. He'll be fully ready to go. And they said that that actually, I think by Saturday, the president would reach that status. So there's still a lot of discussion about whether or not these two might come together, if they're going to do their own thing.
But what's in reality?
There's also a possibility if they might actually add another debate. So there's still a lot up in the air.
Well, but what's the point? Why?
Well, the only difference, I think, would be people asking their own questions from the town hall.
Everybody knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, but there's not only that. There's also, from my side of the aisle, there's the real chance that Joe Biden's using a teleprompter in a virtual setting. And I don't know, I'm old-fashioned in the sense that I like to see people's body language. And just whether, you know, forget how close you are to the candidates. What I think is really interesting about watching debates, and it has been since TV became a factor in politics, is seeing people's facial expressions, their body language. And I don't know how much you can do that on a Zoom call. I think what they did with Kamala Harris and Mike Pence really seemed to work. It wasn't cumbersome having that plexiglass up. And I don't know why they couldn't do the same thing.
There's a word that Pence has the virus now. How many people? 39 people in the White House?
He does not have nobody's come out with that. And in fact, the Associated Press? The Associated Press because I'm not sure, but there's a major news organization that actually let a story go yesterday that Mike Pence had the coronavirus. They retracted it immediately and said, oh, we had this just kind of in the chamber. We're ready to go if we needed to send this out. Sorry, we sent it out too soon.
I think the speculation came from the red eyes. That's really where it started.
If you have the coronavirus, you'll hear about it. The fact is people just love to speculate, and they love to come up with something to distract from the fact that he did a really good debate against Kamala Harris. He did well.
Yeah, what about...
Well, if he didn't answer any
Pelosi,
questions, then sure.
Yeah, neither of them answered any questions. What about Pelosi and her nonsense with having the 25th Amendment, the president can't govern because he's acting strange. Look at him, he's dizzy, he's falling down, he's whatever else she said that was pretty outrageous, actually.
Yeah, how is it any different than when Trump tried to act like, you know, Hillary had the flu and that she was dying? You know, it's the same thing.
That was outrageous,
the 25th
too.
The 25th Amendment is pretty serious. And so, if Nancy Pelosi wants to say, oh, I think the president's crazy, all that stuff, okay, that's on her, and she can live by what she says. But when you start weaponizing the government, you've got a problem. So she's going to do a press conference today, and in that she's expected to launch a campaign to try to get an evaluation on President Trump's physical and mental status. And a lot of people, and this is, again, driven by the mainstream media, and anybody who watches and doesn't round out their experience might think the same thing, that President Trump is somehow compromised by taking the steroid that he was on. That's what they're going after now. The new headline is that he's just a nut because he's on steroids. So,
well, that steroid is very, very powerful, but it doesn't have lingering effects, though. It doesn't, while you're on it, that's a horse. My dad has been giving that to our racehorse for years. It is a very, it's not even approved for humans until recently. It's a very powerful, it's a super powerful steroid. It was only topically given to horses, and you have to wear gloves. I mean, it's a whole thing. It's very serious, and it does make you feel like you are absolutely invincible. So I don't fault him during this period while he's on it, because it really does alter your brain.
I believe it's a one-time dose. And I also believe the president's been acting consistent with what he always acts like. And so I think it's really ridiculous and political that Nancy Pelosi is going to go out there. And I think people are sick of it. You know, it was impeachment.
Yeah, it is.
It was Russia. Now it's
Let's
the 25th
just get
Amendment.
To the election.
It's a flipping disaster.
She's become a caricature of herself. She's a pain. She's lost it.
And so now, in answer to that, Kevin McCarthy is going to launch an investigation into her mental well-being. I mean, it's,
oh, my God. This is just...
16 past the hour. Wisconsin is America's new hotspot as far as COVID is concerned. You wouldn't have thought that out in, what, 20% of the nation... was that the number I saw? The new cases, 20% of them came from Wisconsin this week? Woo-wee.
Yeah.
A lot going on there. That's farm country. And farmers have become more and more involved in this as we get into picking season. See, this is harvest season, and there are more people on the farms, there are more people working, there are more people that go to the self-pick. Is that what they call them? What do they call them? Yeah, it's you pick. The you-pick farms. So that's not... It isn't, it is what it is. So what I really kind of want to know is this plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer.
This is scary.
What in the world is this about? Why would the domestic terrorists plans to overthrow state governments around the country because they're violating the Constitution? What in the world?
Well, people, yeah, so just to round out that story, 13 people were charged in a kidnapping attempt. This was a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They also had staked out her vacation home. They had plans to bomb it. I mean, this is scary stuff. This isn't just like, you know, trolls on the internet. These are actual living human beings in this militia group. And so they didn't like that she had a statewide mandate to wear a mask. And that's where all this has really stemmed from.
What are you talking
and
about?
So these like far right.
Nancy Pelosi, these people are out of their minds.
They are.
They're not
crazy.
Even far right. They, you know, that's what a lot of people are saying. Oh, they're doing it for Trump. And in fact, very irresponsibly, the governor, when she gave a press conference yesterday, said this was all President Trump's fault. These are people who are anarchists. And they even went after President Trump. So they've been painted as people who are like Trump supporters out there with the vendetta. These are people who are total anarchists who, I don't like this governor at all. I think she is totally overstepped, but nobody deserves to be kidnapped and shoved in the back of a trunk of a car. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, and the entire, right, and
movie.
The whole, and the state capitol being thrown over. And
right.
It goes beyond just the governor. They were threatening law enforcement people. They were threatening other people who worked in the government building. This is so far out there. And I think this is not fair to put on Trump. I will meet you halfway on this. But what she did say was, she said that groups like this, and I'm paraphrasing, but what she meant were groups like this feeling emboldened because Trump refuses to denounce these far right.
She's
like the Proud Boys.
She's wrong because these are not far right people. He totally denounced them. He's done that multiple times. That's a false narrative. And by the way, these people are not Trump supporters. Like I just told you, they are anarchists. They have
these people are not voting for the president.
Well, believe me, they're not voting for anybody because they're anarchists. They don't like the government, and they also came out against Trump. So
I don't much like the government either, but I'm not going to go chase the governor.
Right.
I don't really have to
pause. Right.
It's 19
but it's
at
really
the hour.
Irresponsible.
Yeah, it's the DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I never heard of this guy before all of this started. For those of you wondering what's going on, this is the DJV show. It's Friday the 9th. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, music in this hour, back in 23 after the hour, starting with a focus on country singer Morgan Wallen. Is it Wallen or Wallen?
Wallen.
Anybody know Wallen? He's not going to be the guest, supposedly, this weekend on SNL. He breached COVID protocols ahead of his appearance on the program. There was a video apparently posted to his Instagram account. He didn't specify how he would breached the protocols, but said his actions were pretty short-sighted. They've obviously affected my long-term goals and my dreams. He said he apologized to SNL fans. Oh, who is this guy?
He's a new up-and-coming country star.
Right.
I saw him in concert. He opened for Luke Bryan a few years ago
at
Dodger Stadium. He's kind of a, I don't know, I'd say definitely more
sounds
of a
like
rocker
every other country. Sounds like every other country singer to me. I don't
he's a mullet.
Hear anything different. Does he? Very good.
Makes him stand out a bit.
That's right. He said Lauren Michaels encouraged him by saying they'll find another time to have him on the show as a musical guest. He said that meant a lot to him. He's planning to work on himself after the incident.
Because he was a jackass, and he admitted it. He said he was immature. He has a lot of growing up to do. And he was partying down in Alabama last weekend without a mask on. He was captured on social media, not social distancing. And so SNL said, look, we can't risk the entire cast and crew here because of you being a jackass.
Right. Yep.
So, I get it. But SNL has always, they have big names, established names, but they also always book people that are just on the cusp of being, you know, mainstream. And I think that Morgan Wallen is probably one of them. It's also nice that they're adding more variety. So I don't recall seeing a country act on SNL in a long time.
Right. I don't recall it.
But anyway, so there's no musical guest this weekend. I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know. They'll give another skit that'll dump on Trump. That'll give him a little more time.
Oh, please.
To do that.
It's only in the opens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't watch the whole thing.
I don't watch any of it anymore because I don't want I've had enough politics by Saturday night.
I'd like to go to sleep and have a laugh.
Yeah, well, I'll have a laugh anyway. All right, the focus on Eddie Van Halen is appropriate given the fact that he passed away this week. Here's something strange. He thought his tongue cancer was caused by putting guitar picks in his mouth. What? Did some doctor didn't tell him what the story
was?
Well,
that it was he put it in the same spot, and he was using, like, metal guitar
picks. Yeah. He didn't use the plastic picks that most guitar players use. He used the ones that are brass and copper amalgam. And so he said he always thought it was suspicious that in the exact spot where he got the tongue cancer is where the pick would always be in his mouth. I don't know. I mean, look, stranger things have happened. A lot of doctors said, oh, that can't happen. But I don't know. I think it's a little more than coincidental.
Well, maybe it is. The other thing, and this goes back to what Ed McMahon died of, there were very few people during that era that had more time in front of a television camera or on a set. And there's all kinds of electromagnetic energy flying around in those studios, whether you realize it or
right.
not. He had bone cancer, and I've always thought, Jennifer, that was the cause of it, frankly. I mean, it's a theory. He did a lot of drugs, certainly. Smoked all the time. He did a lot of everything. He said, my lungs are totally clear. It's my own theory, but the doctors say it's possible, so he said. There's a lot of tribute going on. His ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, confirmed that he was eventually undergoing treatment for lung cancer. He first publicly shared the news of his cancer in 2011, apologized to fans on the band's website. I'm sorry for having waited so long to address the issue personally, but cancer can be a very unique and private matter to deal with. About 53,000 people will get oral cavity or oral pharyngeal. How about is that?
It's your like pharynx. The esophageal. It's the,
cancer this year. Anyway, it's a lot of smoking and drinking and doing bad stuff and being exposed to bad things, all kinds of crap in the atmosphere, that's for sure. So, at any rate, doesn't take away from the story. The two things important to remember about him was his talent and the music that he left behind, and a lesson somehow or other to be learned from the way he lived his life. 28 and a half after the hour on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more. Call for cost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As it approaches our coast, Hurricane Delta is forecasted to be weakening rather than strengthening, and it's going to be a storm that moves faster.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana around the same place another hurricane hit in August. Edwards continues,
it is very clear that southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see for sure. Because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura.
With the second Democratic presidential debate scrapped next week in Miami, both candidates hitting the road. President Trump holding a campaign rally down in Florida. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be holding a town hall in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
It's not known if the top two presidential candidates will debate again before the election. Democrat Joe Biden is blasting the latest proposal from President Trump's team. The president saying he would like to not be part of next week's virtual town hall. They have instead called for a delay in debates. As far as President Trump not taking part in the virtual town hall, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was a good move.
To hold a virtual debate, that benefits Joe Biden, that lets his staff be in the room, that lets him receive assistance. One of the real concerns a lot of people have is if Joe Biden is even up to it, and if you insulate him and let him do the debate from the basement, that's eliminating the debate aspect of it. And listen, I think the reason the commission did this is the Democrats right now think they're winning. They believe Joe Biden's winning. I think they're very happy for Joe not to leave his basement for another minute between now and Election Day. And if the commission sticks to we're going to do it virtually, I think the president's right saying I'm not going to participate in the charade.
More than 50 million people watched the debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris Wednesday night. Nielsen Media Research reports that's up 26% compared to the debate between Pence and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine 4 years ago. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Another opportunity for you to get down. How about that, ladies? Do I sound silly when I say that? Because I don't. I'm not a person who gets down normally.
Oh,
I get up. Where'd that expression come from, anyway? Get down.
Get down on it. Boy. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of the song.
No, I think it's been around before the song. At any rate, yeah. Speaking of songs, we're going to have with us in a few moments a fellow named Tim English, who is a John Lennon historian. You may or may not recall that we're coming up on the anniversary of an important anniversary for him. And so he's got a lot of info on, as a matter of fact, the book is called John Lennon 1980 Playlist. So I think you'll find his story or his stories about John pretty fascinating. Meanwhile, speaking of fascinating, Eskimo pies. We've been talking about what's politically correct, right, since all of the focus on the usual and some of the unusual. I didn't think Eskimo pie was one of the things that would be a dereliction of duty when it came to responsibility, thinking about stuff that's uncomfortable. This all came about as a result. Well, it started with Black Lives Matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Jemima and all the other stuff. So how did it spread to Alaska and Eskimo Pie? Those are the Eskimos are the indigenous peoples. What are we going to call them now?
Well, they're not. Eskimo is not the indigenous people. They're Inuits and Yupiks. So Eskimo is a pejorative term.
Where did Eskimo come from?
Colonization. I don't know. White man naming them that. I don't know.
But you don't know that. I don't know that either.
Well, according to the Alaska Native Language Center, they say, yeah. Quote, this usage is now considered unacceptable by many or even most Alaska natives, largely since it's a colonial name imposed by non-indigenous people. So it's
really?
Like the N-word put onto Black people, and this is Eskimo. A lot of apparently
Eskimos.
Alaskan natives, Inuits, feel that this is a very negative term. So, and it, I mean, I've heard that for years. So it's like the Redskins, you know, the Washington Redskins are going to be renamed. So I feel like it's the same thing, but now I guess Edie's, which is the company that now owns Eskimo Pies, they're the ones who have decided that their customers, I guess, reached out to them and said that this was no longer acceptable, and so they changed it. Now it's just called Edie's Pie.
Right. Edie's ice cream, by the way, is lousy, for those of you who don't. I'm an ice cream fanatic, and there's nothing about Edie's ice cream
that puts
it at the top of anybody's list.
I find Edie's mint chocolate chip, I like that, but it's more low sugar, low fat. It's not really, you know, it's not like the ice cream you sell on your farm.
Right.
This is more like if you're dieting and you want a treat.
Do you ever look at go through the frozen food aisle and you look at all the ice cream containers and you see the ones that say ice cream, homestyle ice cream, whatever they put on there, and then you see frozen dessert product,
right? skinny cow and
Exactly. Some of the ice cream. Like, I won't mention the store; it just rhymes with Belfs. And when I was walking through the aisles, their store brand, because they have this pumpkin, they have a pumpkin pie. You know me, I'm pumpkin. I looked at it, and what made me keep walking is it said frozen dessert products, and I went, okay, I don't know about that.
I wonder
or
what
ice cream, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder what I'm sure there's a food packaging rule of, like, certain ingredients would qualify it as ice cream. Maybe there isn't enough milk fat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, one of the things, it goes back to the Stover, the Stover Candy Company. The guy who started it, Russell Stover, apparently was the one who patented the ice cream bar with a fellow named Kristen Kent Nelson. It came from Ohio back in the 1920s. They put chocolate onto ice cream, covered it up, bingo bango.
I don't think I've ever had an Eskimo pie.
Oh, they're
haven't
good.
You?
They get really messy, and you almost eat tinfoil.
But the ice cream's not good, though, Jennifer. Really.
No, it's good, and the chocolate starts to melt. Oh, come on. Don't be a snob. It's delicious.
I know.
And you know why I especially like it?
Why is that, Jennifer?
Because I have this weird thing. I can't even think about it. It makes me want to vomit.
Uh-oh.
Great.
Wait, what's happening?
When you have one of those sticks,
oh, the ice cream stick bar, like the Dove bar?
You know, any ice cream that has like a stick
the
in it, you know, like an ice cream.
Like the doctor sticks down your tongue to say,
is that what it is?
Yeah, there's something about the wood on my tongue.
Yeah, right.
That just freaks me out. So the Eskimo pie is perfect for me because I can avoid that.
That's it, right. Melts in your, and this is the case where it melts in your hands, not in your mouth.
Oh my God, Jen is like having a moment. Oh my God, I think I have post-traumatic stress. I don't know why that just gets. So some pediatrician was really aggressive with a tongue suppressor, I guess, right?
Right.
There's something about licking wood that's
or depressor,
not
I should say.
Lovely. All right, in a moment we learn more about John Lennon here. This program brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. You go to their website, toploss.com, you can enter calitrin.com, and you see the reviews, the fabulous experiences people have had taking this product and making it their own. That is the science. Also, you can read about that on the Calitrin website. The science, the proven technique, and the ingredients that have led to many, many hundreds of thousands of people losing tons of weight. Hundreds of tons of weight. I don't know if you put it that way. Does it seem, I mean, it's easier to, in your mind, think of a truckload of fat. But, you know, that you put a lot of people in their fat together, and that's what you get. So now there is a quick start pack that is back. It offers you a lot of things, including huge savings. Remember, all of the Calitrin products are made here in the USA, sold in our country. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. You don't have to recur when it comes to, you know, buying a lot of this stuff online, they take your credit card and they keep sending you stuff even though you don't want it. You don't have to worry about that with Calitrin. You purchase it, and what you get is what you get. No hidden fees. This pack includes 6 months of Calitrin, and that we were talking a little bit about the new fat buster, if you will. They also have a great detox cleanse product and an apple cider vinegar product. You can learn all about that by looking at the info that's on the website, toploss.com. So start on Calitrin with a goal of losing weight and try to make your body better. I think I was just looking last night at Cynthia's profile from Alabama, who lost 52 pounds. She has 5 members of her family and 3 friends using Calitrin now because it works. So go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the best discounts on any and all of the products that you decide to use. That's the website, toploss.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is, I think, my favorite Lennon song, frankly, when he was on his own. The imagination that went to putting this story together, even though it's called Imagine. You ladies like this song. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. There's so much influence on my life. Maybe it's my age. Your mother, Victoria, Jennifer, your folks, or are you both into Lennon as well? And the Beatles.
I love John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Beatles in general were an important part of my childhood because my mom was a Beatles fanatic, and
yeah.
I think she secretly thinks she's married to Paul McCartney right now. I'm not sure, but
good for her.
So I had a long education of the Beatles growing up.
We've come upon an important milestone, if you will, remembering the life of John Lennon because his 80th birthday is upon us. There's a new book out called John Lennon 1980 Playlist by music historian Tim English, who joins us now. Tim, welcome.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
So you've written other things. You're not new to the music business or writing about pop stars, right?
No, I'm not. I had a book called Sounds Like Teen Spirit that did fairly well a few years ago. That book was about rock songs that appear to have borrowed their melodies, so we should say, from earlier songs.
So where were you when the Beatles were popular and Lennon and McCartney, they all went out on their own?
I was a kid. I was too young, really, to have for the whole Beatles experience. So I sort of got into the Beatles during the 1970s when I was a teenager. And, you know, there was really a wave of 60s nostalgia throughout the 70s. I mean, the 60s kind of became an idealized time because in the 70s, you know, we had corrupt president and long gas lines and the, you know, end of the Vietnam War and recession. So you get to about 1974, there's a lot of nostalgia for the 60s going on.
Wait a minute, I thought you were talking about 2020. Oh, excuse me, we'll just be doing
it. Well, yeah, I mean, what goes around comes around.
Yes,
you know
that's
that.
True.
But, so there's a lot of nostalgia for the 60s, starting maybe around 73, 74,
so,
and everybody's, when are the Beatles getting back together, you know?
Yeah. Let me ask you this in terms of the influence. Is it pop culture influenced by the times, or are the times influenced by pop music and other things in pop culture?
No, that's one of those eternal questions, isn't it? And, you know, if you look at John Lennon's interviews from 1980, I mean, the interviewers have this idea that something really important happened during the 60s, but just what it was and, you know, just what role John and the Beatles played in it, you know, were, did they lead the sort of cultural revolution that was going on, or were they just emblematic of it, or some combination? And it's hard to say. I mean, it's probably some combination of the two, I would say, you know, but they were certainly associated with that era. And, you know, it's funny, if you go back and really study the Beatles, everything happened for them in the actual decade of the 1960s. I mean, Lennon and McCartney meet in 1957, but by New Year's Eve 1959, going into 1960, there's not much going on. They haven't been playing many gigs at all, and we get into 1960, all of a sudden things start happening, and of course, we know what the story was for the rest of the 60s, where they just had so much worldwide success, and their last time there anybody's in the recording studio was just all four of them were never in the recording studio together in the 1970s. The three of them got together to touch up Let It Be tracks in maybe January of 1970. So it was really in that actual calendar decade that everything happened, which is an interesting thing.
So fast forward to 1980. Which seemed to, according to your historical work, be the most productive and creative time, at least for that 10-year period that you're talking about. He sort of went back to it? Is that what happened? What happened to him?
Yeah, well, he got his creative spark back in 1980. I mean, he, by his own admission, his albums with Mind Games in 73 and Walls and Bridges in 74 were, he called them workmanlike, where he had kind of lost the creative spark, I think. You know, and he admitted that later about those two albums. But by 1980, he gets says it's back for me to start recording again. He hears the Queen song "Crazy Little Thing Called Love," which was a
great
number
song.
One hit. Yeah, and a very un-Queen-like song.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very Elvis-like. Yeah.
Right, and John picked up on that. He said, you know, they're sort of doing Elvis. He said, this is my time again, when he heard that. later that spring, here by two different accounts, people were riding in a car with him on two different occasions where he hears Paul McCartney's Coming Up comes on the radio, and by both accounts, he said he was really moved by that and said, wow, it's not bad, you know. And it was, of course, the creative engine, the room of the Beatles, was the songwriting competition between John and Paul. They were constantly trying to one-up each other with amazing results, obviously. And so he hears that, and, you know, very shortly after, he's writing songs again down in Bermuda and demoing them, and that was the basis of Double Fantasy. And if you listen to John's song, I Don't Want to Face It, which is one of the first things he recorded when he gets to the studio in August for Double Fantasy, it sounds quite a lot like Coming Up, even the both musically and lyrically, where they both have the phrase, you say you wanna, and, you know, both songs have that. So I think his old songwriting partner, you know, was still kind of kicking him in the butt and, you know, making him be competitive.
So that sort of is the message of the book. If I have a takeaway here, the music that he listened to resonated, and then that prompted him to do different things, sort of more creative things. That's what it sounds like, and that's,
yeah, that's
sort of what you dig into.
That's a big part of the book, of how did this music he was listening to affect the decisions he made. When he's in Bermuda, he hears the B-52's Rock Lobster in a disco one night, and immediately he picks up on the fact that they're doing Yoko Ono's type of stuff.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through the top 5 technology stories this week that probably will affect you more than anything else in technology. At least that's the spirit behind how Victoria decides what the top 5 are. So let's get started. Anxious to hear about Etsy. Anxious Etsy.
Yeah, so Etsy, the online marketplace for, you know, handcrafted goods, they were in the news this week. They said that they had to pull all of the radical conspiracy stuff from QAnon, that group. The Etsy spokesperson said that the seller policies prohibit items that, quote, promote hate, incite violence, or promote or endorse harmful misinformation. So in accordance with their policy on Etsy, they removed everything that they can so far related to QAnon. There were still things that were popping up that people were complaining about and bringing it to their attention. Etsy has become a much bigger marketplace, so it's not always the easiest thing to just immediately pull everything down. But there are a lot of QAnon merchandise out there that explicitly promotes Donald Trump and the conspiracy that basically the Democrats are pedophiles. So it's exactly.
In other words, you got to be a Democrat to be a pedophile. Is that the
pretty much. Yeah. And so they also removed stuff from the far right group, the Proud Boys. That has very strong ties to white supremacy and misogyny. So Etsy is trying their best to combat those things. They're not alone. Amazon, Teespring, and eBay have also done the same thing with pulling down these groups. Facebook completely banned QAnon as well on their pages. Their groups and Instagram accounts were all stripped from the platform. More and more of this stuff pops back up again, but I think it is a good thing that these companies are taking a stand against hate.
I wonder what info is there about Governor Whitmer and how that plays into all of this stuff.
Who knows? I don't know.
All right, number 4 on our list, Vizio is back in Vizio. They always were thought of as kind of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Well, they were. Vizio has always been. It was the official brand of Costco, the TV brand of Costco. That's how they got started. That's how they became, at one point, the number one brand of television in America. More households had Vizios than any other brand. As prices started to come down from LG and Samsung and, you know, other prestige brands, as the technology became more affordable, it kind of leveled the playing field. So Vizio wasn't really able to offer those major discounts anymore. So what they've done, they've now introduced 4K OLED TVs, which is a step above LED. They have two sizes, 55 and 65 inches. Now you can see the prices are way back up again. 55-inch OLED is $1,300. The 65-inch is $2,000. Best Buy is offering $100 off either model right now. And so, but by comparison, they are still a little bit cheaper because LG's comparable OLED runs for $1,800, and Best Buy actually has it now for $1,600. Sony has yet to set their new prices, but their prices are higher. So you can still get a deal, but the Vizio is just not the same. It's really not the same quality as the other brands.
Number three on our countdown up to number one is a focus on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix is trying to make it easier to find new stuff on the on their streaming service. So they have a new tab called New and Popular, and it's a section that will only show up on TV devices. They haven't rolled it out for apps and for other tablets yet. But they have New on Netflix, then they have Coming Soon, and they have the Top 10 row. And this does make it easier to find stuff and then earmark it for your library. They have a new section that I'm excited about. It's called Worth the Wait. That will give you a preview of shows that have not come to the platform yet, but sometime between 15 and 365 days, that's what will end up in the Worth the Wait section, so you can actually save those selections, and when they're live, you'll get a notification. So I think that's a smart thing.
Number two on our countdown list, we are facing changes at Facebook.
Yep, Facebook has taken a big step to integrating its various messaging platforms. So now, if you use Facebook Messenger, you can also then direct message people on Instagram, even if you don't have an Instagram account. This works the other way around as well. If you only have Instagram and you don't have Facebook, you can still use this new message integration system to communicate with people who are on Facebook. So I think it's a good step to combine those two. However, there might be a backlash because, like, I'm an Instagram user, but I don't like Facebook, so they'll have to be careful that they don't force the two into one thing.
Apple has a new iPhone. That's number one.
Yep, we finally got the news we've been waiting for since July. October 13th will be the event where the new iPhone 12 will be unveiled. They also have some new tablets that are coming out and something called AirTags, which will be a rival to Tile with those little tracking GPS tags for your luggage.
How about them apples? Top five items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.